Across the Northwest, Latinos make up nearly 12% of the population. Yet our research estimates only 2% of the region's elected officials are Hispanic. It's a disparity that voters like Jose Ramirez want to change. We caught up with him in an orchard in Yakima County.
If someone can vote and doesn't, well, that doesn't do any good. You're allowing others to vote in your place to make different laws than you might like.
This week, we're looking at why the region's largest minority group has so little clout in the political arena. Our research finds that the number of Latino elected officials in the Northwest is especially low compared to the growing Hispanic population in all three states. In the first part of our series, Salem correspondent Chris Lehman looks at some of the reasons for this gap.
We combed through the names of more than 8,000 elected officials in Oregon, Washington, and Idaho. These included members of Congress, state legislatures, county commissions, city councils, and school boards. What did we find? Just a shade over 2% of all the people holding those offices are Latino. That's right, just 2% of the politicians share the same ethnicity as 12% of the population. Take Woodburn, Oregon. More than half the people who live in this Willamette Valley town are Hispanic, but hardly any have ever been elected to public office. And currently, at the Woodburn City Council, you don't hear any Latino names during roll call votes.
Councillor Pugh?
Aye.
Councillor Lonergan?
Aye.
Councillor McCallum?
Aye.
Councillor Schmidt?
Aye.
After the meeting, Woodburn Mayor Kathy Figley tells me she knows it's not ideal.
You don't always need for an elected body or a committee or something to be reflective of the entire community, but if you're not getting the voices of people somewhere in the conversation, you're losing out.
Figley says the city does try to recruit Latinos to serve on volunteer commissions and advisory committees, but actually running for elected office?
Getting people to take the next step so far has been a challenge.
Woodburn isn't the only example of a Northwest city with a high Latino population and few, if any, Latino elected officials. Nampa, Idaho is more than one quarter Hispanic, and there are no Latinos on city council. The same is true in Mount Vernon, Washington, where more than a third of the population is Hispanic. If you want to find out what's going on in Woodburn's Latino community, stop in at Louis Taqueria. Barack Obama checked out the downtown eatery during a campaign swing through Oregon 4 years ago. Anthony Valise remembers that day well.
I was sitting there about to order. Somebody taps me on the shoulder. Turn around. It's Barack Obama. And it was me and him. We were standing right there. And he goes, "What's good here?" And I'm just like, "What?"
Obama may not have realized it, but he was talking to one of the few Latinos who have ever held elected office in Woodburn. Valise has served on both the school board and city council and now runs a marketing agency that specializes in reaching Latinos. He says a lack of Hispanic elected officials is self-perpetuating.
Having no one to in your network that's ever run a campaign or knows about that, you know, that can be a barrier. And I think in the back of people's minds too, you know, will a city, county, state elect a Latino?
And there's another challenge, registering Latino voters. The fact is, a sizable number of Hispanics in the Northwest can't vote because they are not U.S. citizens. In Oregon and Washington, the Pew Hispanic Center estimates that Latinos comprise just 5% of eligible voters.
That really kind of sets up this kind of lack of formal participation within, you know, political institutions.
Gerardo Sandoval is a public policy professor at the University of Oregon. He's written about Latino civic engagement. He says beyond just voting, lack of citizenship even keeps some Hispanics from showing up at city council or school board meetings.
So even though these venues have nothing to do with their immigration status, you know, depending on their immigration status, they might be pretty intimidated by interacting with these formal institutions.
But Sandoval says the Northwest is on the cusp of a major change. In Oregon, for example, more than one in five public school students is Latino. That percentage has more than doubled in the past 15 years. And those kids are growing up.
They're mostly going to be citizens, and they're going to want to definitely take a kind of a proactive, you know, political stance in what's happening in the state.
But Andrea Cano, who chairs the Oregon Commission on Hispanic Affairs, hopes that transformation doesn't take too long.
We want to be able to be seen as candidates who happen to be Hispanic. Because I think if we signal that we're Latino candidates, that's where people start to shut down.
Cano says the next step in that process could be a political action committee that would focus specifically on funding the campaigns of Latinos running for office. But she adds something else. Latino candidates at all levels aren't running just on the basis of their ethnicity.
We are really going to be much more intentional about identifying those candidates that can be supported by everybody else so that it's not just our votes being courted for someone else, but that we essentially start to support our own candidates.
Cano says Northwest voters should expect to see more Latino names on their ballots in the years to come. I'm Chris Lehman in Woodburn, Oregon.